Greetings, this is Jeff Riddle, pastor of Christ Reformed Baptist Church in Louisa, Virginia. This is an audio version of a book review that I have written. The book under review is by Ian H. Murray, and it's titled John MacArthur, Servant of the Word and Flock. It was published by Banner of Truth in 2011, and the book is 264 pages in length. My review of the book first appeared in the Puritan Reformed Journal, Volume 4, Number 2, in 2012, and it's found there on pages 238 to 241. Here now is the review. The fact that the staunchly Reformed publisher Banner of Truth has released a biography of dispensational pastor John MacArthur is testimony to the fact that MacArthur is one of the most influential evangelical ministers of our times. This book began in 2009 as a biographical portrait commissioned by the elders of Grace Community Church to mark MacArthur's 40th anniversary of ministry in that congregation. Murray has expanded that profile, but concludes by noting that this is, quote, little more than a sketch. This is not the time, nor I the writer, to give a full portrait, end quote, page 229. What do we learn about the life of John MacArthur? Murray begins by describing MacArthur's early years growing up in a minister's home in Southern California. As a young man, he attended Bob Jones University and preached his first feeble sermon in a Spartanburg, South Carolina bus station. Uncomfortable with Bob Jones, MacArthur eventually transferred to Pacific College and then on to Talbot Seminary, where he came under the influence of Charles L. Feinberg. This transition reflected MacArthur's discomfort with the so-called war psychology of classical fundamentalism and his move toward more mainstream evangelicalism. MacArthur became pastor of Grace Community Church in 1969 at the age of 29. Murray notes this providential placement in this then 450-member congregation, strategically located in an area of Los Angeles that was exploding with growth. The church grew in number, not by the implementation of pragmatic church growth methods, but through MacArthur's commitment to expositional preaching. With growth, there also came challenges. This included a painful rebellion by his staff, so-called Black Tuesday, and a 1980 lawsuit brought against MacArthur charging clergy malpractice after the suicide of a church member. Murray also traces MacArthur's gradual movement towards Calvinism that came through his exposure to the Puritans and his study of the Bible. Murray does not, however, pinpoint any pivotal turning point in particular when MacArthur decisively embraced the doctrines of grace. He notes that MacArthur, like Lloyd-Jones, quote, does not wave the labels Calvinistic or Reformed, end quote, page 206. MacArthur's theological shift led to his critique of pragmatic easy believism and to eventual conflict with his fellow dispensationalists over lordship salvation in the 1980s. Murray describes the expansion of MacArthur's ministry through the publishing of books, primarily based on his preaching, and through the Grace to You broadcast ministry that began with church volunteers distributing cassette tapes. A special note is how the providential addition of Phil Johnson to MacArthur's staff assisted and accelerated these expansions. In addition, Murray traces Grace Community's acquisition of Los Angeles Bible College and its transformation to the Master's College in 1985, with the addition of the Master's Seminary in 1986. MacArthur is indeed something of a modern-day Spurgeon, whose local church ministry has flourished in multiple areas, including public preaching, print, and education. After surveying MacArthur's labors at Grace Community, Murray observes, quote, there is a likeness to the work of C.H. Spurgeon, who died in 1892, that cannot be missed, end quote, page 225. Though this biography is overwhelmingly complimentary towards MacArthur, Murray is unafraid to raise some concerns and cautions. See especially the section titled Objections and Questions on pages 183 to 196. Most notable here is the subject of MacArthur's dispensationalism. MacArthur has been criticized by his fellow dispensationalists, most notably in the Lordship Salvation debate. Murray adds, quote, "But criticism has also come from Reformed Christians who, while admiring his ministry as a whole, regard his thinking as defective on this subject," end quote, page 192. MacArthur's deep-seated dispensational convictions sometimes lead him into contradiction. For example, he upheld the moral law against antinomianism in the Lordship Salvation debate, but does not promote the abiding of validity of the fourth commandment. Compare page 115, note 5, and page 123, and the notes from the MacArthur Study Bible on Exodus 20, 8-11. Murray also takes issue with MacArthur regarding the regulative principle of worship and the use of multiple musical instruments in particular. See the discussion on pages 189 to 191. Though clear in raising questions about MacArthur's inconsistencies regarding Reformed theology, Murray also expresses admiration for MacArthur's discerning insight in evaluating doctrinal and pragmatic fads that arise in evangelicalism, such as the current revival of interest in Calvinism among the so-called young, restless, and Reformed. See the discussion on pages 207 to 212. Murray notes, quote, "I can think of reasons for that concern. For one thing, it is premature to be confident the advance will continue," end quote, page 209. He adds, quote, "In the current recovery of Calvinistic thinking, there is need for greater fear of God, of His majesty and holiness," end quote, page 211. As Murray himself admits, this biography is in many ways a little more than a sketch. One thing it seems to be lacking is a personal feel of warmth and intimacy toward the subject. Murray does provide a chapter on MacArthur's wife, Patricia, on pages 129 to 142, including her involvement in and recovery from a life-threatening automobile accident. He also provides a closing chapter titled The Man on pages 229 to 240, stressing MacArthur's diligence, curiosity, and calmness. Little else shines through, however, about MacArthur's family and social relationships or his private life. Still, it is valuable to have such a survey of MacArthur, especially one written during his lifetime. Such a book will be especially useful to men in the ministry as they prayerfully consider their own labors in the Lord's vineyard. Here ends the review. You can receive audiobook reviews and notes like this one, Word Magazine podcasts and sermons, by subscribing to Christ Reformed Baptist Church's sermon audio feed on iTunes, by searching for Christ Reformed Baptist Church. For video material, you can subscribe to the Word Magazine channel on YouTube.com. You can also find written book reviews, notes, and articles on my blog, jeffriddle.net. And you can follow me on Twitter, @Riddle1689.